Random House Audible presents The Second Coming of Steve Jobs by Alan Deutschman. Preface, December 1992. It was all going to hell. His followers were abandoning him. His friends no longer believed in him. The press, which had adored him for so long, now excoriated him. His money was running out. An awesome fortune nearly squandered. He had made $100 million in a handful of years, and now he was blowing it just as quickly on his failing startups. Within a few months, it could all be gone. Super rich and world famous in his 20s, and now, in his 30s, he was, what, a has-been? A guy who got lucky once but couldn't do it again? A fallen hero? The victim of his own hubris? He had vowed to show that his precocious success at Apple wasn't a fluke, that the board had been wrong to kick him out, that he could launch another great company and once again change the world with a revolutionary machine. But after 7 years of intense struggle, his new venture, Next, was one of the most conspicuous flops in American business. Apple sold more computers in a single day than Next sold in a full year. Next was bleeding money, hemorrhaging money, and seemingly everyone was walking away. His sales honcho, his hotshot marketing chief, even four of his five co-founders. Steve himself was very close to quitting. He told a friend that he contemplated giving up entirely, abandoning his career. He was right at the edge, emotionally, psychologically, financially. He felt trapped. He dreaded the shame of walking away from a great public failure, the embarrassment of conceding that he couldn't do it again, that he couldn't go it alone, that maybe it had all been a fluke.